السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. Takween Center seeks a base to graduate a generation of atheists. Translated. After being rejected in Egypt in 2024, the Takween, Formation of Arab Thought, Foundation, arrived in Morocco on Sunday, the 5th of April, 2026, seeking a base. A semi-secret closed meeting was held for this purpose, limited to a few journalists at a hotel in Rabat. The center defines itself as working to, quote, develop a discourse of tolerance, open avenues for dialogue, encourage critical review and questioning of intellectual assumptions, and instill a spirit of renewal and reform that restores religious thought to its rightful place and ensures its continuity and integration with the developments of the age, end quote. However, a glance at the names of the members of this institution's board of the trustees, such as Ibrahim Issa, Ulfat Yusuf, Islam Bahiri, and Faris Al-Sawah, reveals that it is a public project aimed at openly questioning Islam. Enlightenment or deception? Those who call themselves quote-unquote enlightened aim to cast doubt on the fundamental tenets of Islam in the name of modernization, renewal, and change. They are corruptors disguised as reformers, waging a war of doubts, attacking the Quran, casting aspersions on the Sunnah and the authentic hadith collections, assaulting the companions and undermining their prestige, slandering the tabi'in, successors, and the scholars of the Ummah, distorting Islamic history and spreading immorality. Imam al-Hafiz al-Nisa'i, may Allah have mercy on him, said, Islam is like a house with a door. The door of Islam is the companions. Whoever harms the companions is actually targeting Islam, just as one who knocks on the door intends to enter the house. These individuals are heavily supported by the media and financially to spread these campaigns of doubt, targeting Muslim youth. They do not open the door to scholarly discussion, but rather establish a selective guidance through distorted interpretations that outwardly resemble truth, but strike at the core under the guise of liberation and from tradition. The Takween Foundation is nothing but a nucleus for spreading discord, compromising an elite skilled in deception and misleading people, corrupting their creed. They claim to be scholars, but they are nothing but highway robbers of truth and callers to the gates of hell, advocating ideas that undermine the very foundation from within, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam described them. Hudhayfa bin al-Yaman reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
يكون دعاة على أبواب جهنم من أجابهم إليه قذفوه فيها. قلت يا رسول الله صفهم لنا. قال هم قوم من جلدسنا يتكلمون بألسنتنا.
There will be callers at the gates of hell. Whoever answers their call, they will throw him into it. I said, O Messenger of Allah, describe them to us. He said, They are people of our kind who speak our language. The danger of esoteric atheistic thought. Atheism linguistically means deviating from the intended path and turning away from something. It is not limited to materialistic atheism, i.e. denying the existence of Allah, but rather encompasses any deviation from the truth and from Allah's deen. Sheikh Tahir ibn Ashur, may Allah have mercy on him, said in a book, Al-Tahrir wa Al-Tanwir. Quote, atheism is deviating from the middle of something to its side, and all its derivatives return to this meaning. Since the middle of something is likened to truth and correctness, it follows that deviating from truth to falsehood is likened to atheism, and thus atheism is applied to disbelief and corruption. End quote. In this regard, Dr. Haytham Talat, a researcher specializing in atheism and modern thought, explains that the triangle of esoteric atheism has three sides. 1. Denying the sunnah. 2. Separating the interpreter from the text. Neither consensus, nor the sunnah, nor the options of the scholars have any bearing on understanding the text. 3. Distorting the meaning of the Quranic text. Thus, we leave religious texts open at any interpretation, which allows for symbolic approaches, i.e., that the concepts in the Quran are symbolic and not meant literally. Historicist approaches, i.e., that this legal ruling is specific to a past and finished history, and any form of atheism you can imagine. It is on this basis the Center for the Foundation of Atheist Tekwin was founded. Are young people active participants or passive recipients of influence? As we know, campaigns to sow doubt about the deen are ongoing and being funded without restraint. We live in a time when scholars are prevented from enjoining good and forbidding evil and are persecuted and imprisoned, while secularists are given free rein and are funded to spread the satanic revelation. Faced with these waves of atheistic skepticism sweeping through society, the aim is to reduce the Islam of young people to a mere formality, emptying their deen from its true meaning. In this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ informs us that the state of Muslims at the end of time, the prevalence of ignorance, and the disappearance of knowledge. Hudhayfa bin al-Yaman said, the Messenger of Allah ﷺ said,
يدرس الإسلام كما يدرس وش الثوب حتى لا يدرى ما صيام ولا صلاة ولا نسك ولا صدقة وليسرى على كتاب الله عز وجل في ليلة فلا يبقى في الأرض منه آية وتبقى طوائف من الناس الشيخ الكبير والعجوز يقولون أدركنا آباءنا على هذه الكلمة لا إله إلا الله فنحن نقولها.
Islam will wear out as embroidery on a garment wears out until no one will know what fasting, prayer, pilgrimage, rites, and charity are. The book of Allah will be taken away at night, and no one verse of it will be left on earth. And there will be some people left, old men and old women, who will say, we saw our fathers saying these words, La ilaha illallah, so we say them too. Do Muslim youth possess the necessary resources to confront and challenge these ideas, or will they be swept along by the current, becoming torrents that readily accept and assimilate them? Or will they be swept along by the current, becoming torrents that readily accept and assimilate them? O mothers of the Muslims, have you instilled in your children the minimum that has been prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that they may establish their deen and worship Allah as He pleases? Have you fortified your children and strengthened their pride in their Islamic identity, making the aqidah, creed, their compass in this life so that they do not seek alternative affiliations and loyalties? Have you connected your children to the Quran and encouraged their mastery of the Arabic language and pride in it so that they may reflect upon the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Sunnah of His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Have you made them aware of their enemies and their methods of warfare? It is a weightly trust, so do not neglect it. O Muslims, the absence of the rule of Islam on earth has brought calamities that we suffer day after day. The ignorant among the people would not have had a platform or a voice to be heard if there were a state that ruled by the Sharia of Allah. Islam will not be victorious and triumphs except with the Khilafah, Caliphate state, on the method of the prophethood. So hasten to establish it and save your youth, for they are the fuel of this ummah, and they are the ones who supported the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and led conquests and achieved great glories. Women's section in the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.